alone.
Hey, Jeff and Dana of Amusement Training. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. And this is BBS, Internet Radio. I call it Radio Free America because we get to speak the truth here without any interference from government or censors or AI. They attempt to mess with us, but let me tell you, it has been an interesting week. Big news everywhere, as usual. And there's better things to talk about than the fake news. Yeah. Matter of fact, I was watching a show on mainstream media TV. Yeah, hard to believe, but I was there watching it, and it was about the Alaska Triangle. People were reenacting scenes and trying to make it very interesting. And they did their best about people disappearing in this area known as the Alaska Triangle. And I can't draw you a map here, but you can look it up on the internet after. The Alaska Triangle, where plenty of people disappeared. Now, they said, they gave a reference to trying to get you, made weapons to try to get you interested in how many people have been disappearing with Alaska, with a population of just a little over 730,000 people. 60,000 people have disappeared in the last 20 years. It's quite a bit. You know, that's 3,000 people, nine people a day disappearing. In Alaska, mysteriously never to be found again. No remains. And then it goes on. They start talking to some of the legends out there. The Kushtak, the Otter Man. Yeah, some spooky creature. And some Native American legends out there. Also, some of these creatures can also be shapeshifters, yeah, and make themselves look like other things. And the Otter Man's known for shapeshifting into perhaps somebody you know, and then tries to lead you off into the woods, and that's the last you're seeing. Now, this is a legend that has a lot of missing people connected with it. So, and they went out to try to find this thing, and they basically got nowhere. They got to some of these spooky scenes, and then they went out and were doing tracking down other creatures too. But it was an interesting scene when they went out at night to camp in a whole village that disappeared. There were three little huts, and it was a team of three, and two of them decided to set a trap up with some fish bait to try to catch one of these creatures, like the Otter Man, or maybe another weird creature. And during the course of the night, basically, it was kind of eerie. There was no sounds. It was just kind of unusual in the wilderness to have no sounds. There should be some life forms moving around, so they had a trap set, and the one guy down by the trap, a small, canvas-like tent, he hears something, he goes out to check it out, and then they heard the tune, they ran down to see if something got caught in the trap, and they found out that the food was taken out of the trap, and the trap, they all heard it clink. So some clever thing was doing that. And then they go back to the two little huts, one of the huts of the three huts from the whole village had been disappeared. And they look in, and all their camera equipment is ransacked all over the place. But any food they had with them was taken. Now, they're guessing, at, you know, doing their desk work in front of their cameraman to try to act this out. And I thought it was, like, strange that they didn't even go for the obvious. A raccoon does things like that. Raccoons like to come in and mess things up. You know, they like a messed up place, and they know how to sniff that food too. But not even to mention that they're wondering, looking for some misbeliever being the same beast. And with a lot of these other creatures they were looking for, it went on to looking for another creature, something in the lake and stuff like that. And there's a lot of commentary about creatures, like they're seen and then all of a sudden they're not seen, as if they have a magic window to disappear into. But they didn't mention anything about portals opening up and closing. In fact, there's plenty of Bigfoot legends, and they weren't even talking about a Bigfoot being one of these possible creatures that's part of Bigfoot legend, that the Bigfoot can make itself disappear, like go into another dimension or something like that. And if you study the realities of being able to disappear and go into another dimension, it is a reality. Of course, most of us don't know how to do that, but a simplification would be any creature that could increase its frequency would become invisible, and if the creature isn't wearing any clothes, well, he doesn't have to worry about the clothes becoming invisible, as long as he can make his clothes-free body become invisible. If he can vibrate faster, he will disappear from our sight, because to go into the next dimension above, you have to vibrate faster. So and when it shoots, like the old thing, hand is quicker than the eye. And so when you're vibrating so fast, you can't be seen. You can be standing right in front of somebody, and if you're vibrating extremely fast, they won't be able to see you, which gives more justification that ghosts can exist. But anyhow, they weren't exploring those theories. They were exploring, looking for some physical evidence, but when you have creatures that can pop in and out of visual, you know, being observed visually, well, you have to consider things like that. Now, I wouldn't expect them, see these people putting this documentary together. Not too many people have read my book called Connect the Dots Theory, but on page 4 of chapter 2, I have a diagram of what I witnessed myself, kind of like a ventilation shaft, a vent, air conditioning ventilating shaft coming out of the sky, but invisible, only outlined by focal points of light floating in the sky like fireflies. And this was in a pitch black area of the wilderness, where I was with other people gathering. And what really caught my eye is, first I saw it in the distance, and I could see this outline, you know, connect the dots, see these voltage points, and you connect them with outline, you know, like kind of a bent ventilation shaft, kind of like air conditioning vents and buildings and stuff like that, except it was kinked. It didn't come straight, went down, it kinked. It's weighing down, and progressively got smaller at the bottom. And I saw it in the distance, maybe 100 feet away from me, and I turned around for a couple of seconds, turned back around, and this thing was like 10 feet away from me, which I went, whoa. I just sensed, like, the danger, this thing is coming after me. But I kept my eyes on it, and I peered up into it, and I could see mist and stuff like that, and then just backed away, because my intuition told me this thing was going to droop out of the sky. It was drooped out of the sky already, like with some invisible scene in the sky, and this is a pitch black night area. a few people around a campfire, maybe 100 feet from me in the other direction. And my intuition told me that this is the device they use to snatch people that you're not going to see coming. And apparently they have some kind of rule. If somebody can see it, and they probably realize that I could see it, they weren't going to do it. They only do it when it's not suspecting a target. And maybe that's what the fact that they could see that I could see it was what prevented me from being sucked up by it. But this thing moved like speed of lightning from 100 feet away to 10 feet in a couple of seconds. And like I got the eerie feeling and everything. But anyhow, you ought to check it out. It's on page 4 of chapter 2 of my book, An Exodus Theory. And of course, the first 40 pages are free to view on Google. And there's an explanation in the following page of exactly how the thing, what I just told you, transpired. Now, this device does exist. I've witnessed it personally, and I just intuitively know this is how they can suck people out in a second or two. And if nobody's watching, those people will disappear. And it's obviously connected to a higher intelligence that works out of another dimension, and they're probably working from some kind of spacecraft or something like that. Or maybe they have a direct link just out of the next dimension. Into our dimension. But this is reality, and this is certainly something to consider, how people can be sucked out of nowhere and made to disappear. And this thing was a such low candle power. These are, like I said, sparkling points of light, so faint they were even fainter than fireflies at night. That's how faint they were, but you'd see them sparkling. If you have good vision, and I have excellent vision, and such a low power, candle power, that when the sunlight starts to come up in the day, anything that you might have seen floating in the air, a sparkling point of light, would become totally invisible with just normal daylight. So in the daytime, they could surely swoop down on anyone. And apparently their only rule for not doing this, as long as nobody's seeing what they're doing, they're going to do it if they want to target you. And that could relate to a lot of things that we've been talking about in this Alaskan Triangle area. So check it out. You know, you can watch the videos that are out there. And then check out, Google it, Connect the Dots Theory by me, Tom Anderson, and look at those pictures, study them, and read the following page of the story, explaining it, and the preceding page, taking you into the situation. And then you figure out, is this a viable explanation for many things? And another interesting thing in the video, the way they were presenting the reenactment of these events, was they found human hair and at the top of the door entrance to one of these three standing huts in the village that disappeared completely. And it was like white hair, so an older person, but it was up so high at the top of the doorway that, you know, why would a human being be up that high? You know, it makes you wonder. Because there's no evidence of extremely tall people living up in that area. Then they found some other hair that belonged to an otter, but it was extremely long. Otter hair isn't that long. And that was related to the that creepy Kushtaka being. So the otter man, who was a vicious killer and stuff like that. But in all the situations, no bones or things were found, remnants of the people who disappeared, which says they were, in my opinion, they were sucked up through that ventilation shaft that comes out of the sky that's invisible. And, you know, and I just had to say that, tell that little story there. But Let me just move on here. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. 888-627-6008. Can you believe that? Believe it. those are the real numbers to call in. You know, all I got to say, hey, there's a new reality coming upon us. And sunlight is playing an important part. The sun is very active right now. It's more powerful right now. More types of energies are coming out of the sun, and it's important to go out there every day and interact with it. 5 minutes could change your life. You know, the sun is being part of the activation of our 12-strand DNA. And the sun is also a portal, and it's also a living being, sometimes referred to as the solar logos. Yeah. I hope I'm connecting the dots for you here on certain things. But sun gazing is good to do when the sun comes up early in the morning and when it goes down. If you don't know what sun gazing is, well, look it up and you'll find out. It's not that difficult. It's something everybody can do and we should be doing. Because the sun is activating things in us because humanity is in the process of ascension. You know, the age of Aquarius started, I think, I don't know, the beginning of last year, or was it the beginning of this year officially, but we're in the process. You know, the old age is gone and we're in the beginning of the new one. And the new one calls for ascension of the whole human race, and most of us will make it, but the ones who can't leave behind the darkness or their evil ways, they are headed for annihilation, whether they know it or not. And this is a done deal. It's going to happen next year. People say the first year of next year, and that sounds quite possible. And that's why these things are important about going out in the sun, understanding you have 12 strands of DNA, you know. We've told all our lives we only had two, and the rest was junk DNA, because it was the official story by the brainwashed scientists who were being ruled by the brainwashed government, who were being ruled by the controlling extraterrestrials that have been here a long, long time. What else was interesting connecting the dots with this Alaskan tribal thing? You know, all the different creatures they were looking after, following up on the legends and the disappearance of people. They were talking about a big bird that flies in the sky, something like in the realms of a pterodactyl, but looking more like a condor or an eagle or something like that. Bird of prey, but there are no regular known bird of prey as large as what this bird of prey had been witnessed. One person had a witness of it carrying away a moose. No, it was a deer. Sorry, excuse me, a deer. It's still a pretty big carcass to be carrying, and it carried quite a deer to carry away a person, too. And then there's these other fish creatures that leave big shadows in the water, and they show up, and then they disappear again. You know, whatever. So with all these mysterious creatures there, and then there's a legend of this gigantic bear about, you know, 20 feet tall or something like that, that is an angry white bear. And it comes after people sometimes, and to supposedly, as legend says, to punish them for mistreating the earth. But with all these unusual creatures in this, to be found in this Alaskan frontier range, the Alaska Triangle, we also should be connecting the dots with the legends of the Anunnaki. You know, the beings from the so-called 12th planet, the planet Nibiru, also called the planet of the crossing, and a few other names too. And the story is given to the Sumerians who wrote put that information down on clay tablets over there in what would probably be Iran or Iraq area now. And that's where Sumeria was, Sumerian clay tablets. And they talk about these beings from another world coming here hundreds of thousands of years ago, and then maybe 300,000 years ago. They started experimenting genetically. And they're giving credit for creating all the weird creatures we hear about in mythology. And they also thought of this, our planet, as their planet, because they were a dominant, conquering race, and they came here, and they were easily manipulated human beings. They tricked humans to believe they were gods. They were false gods, but they've interwoven their history into religions that we know today, claiming to be the real God. And once you find out and gain an understanding about the Anunnaki, even though the book, The 12th Planet, some people have called it to be all fake and a propaganda of the negative ET race. Of course, the Anunnaki were a negative ET race themselves. So whether they're blowing their own horn on this or what, regardless, they're part of the big picture, and they're genetic specialists. And even books like the Necronomicon give reference to that, which is considered a satanic text or something like that. But it's available out there easily to get your hands on. It warns you don't try any of the spells in this book or even get in contact with something you don't want to be. And that usually is good advice. But that book in particular has a lot of pictures of what's called sigils, S-I-G-I-L-S, which are kind of unusual markings, geometric shapes and stuff like that. And it's part of some kind of communication system using symbols, geometric symbols and designs. And in that book and the Anunnaki testimonies from the Sumerian clay tablets, we have the head nurse, that's where we get the word Nisum. Nisag, I believe the name was. He was one of the scientists' heads, and she would brag how she could take any creatures and put them together and could make all kinds of monsters. So the correlation is here that some of these genetic specialists from another world, they're using the Alaska wilderness there to experiment, still putting weird creatures together, like the otter man, half man, half otter. And many creatures have mean streaks, and they were a mean streak in, if you read about the Anunnaki, they weren't nice people. Humanoids, but they were not nice, certainly. And so a lot of this experimentation could be going on up in that area. And from my own personal witness, having seen the suction vent that comes out of the sky, I have no problem believing they can work, manipulate that in 2 seconds, make somebody disappear. And all the stories of people who disappeared, many of them have, who's walking along with my friend in the woods, he turned around the corner of a bend, and when I got around the corner, he wasn't there. Now, a suction device coming out of a sky that was invisible could do that. In a couple of seconds, you lose sight of somebody for a couple of seconds, and they can snatch them right out of wherever they are standing or walking. I call it a suction device, suck them up, kind of like beaming up Scotty, but you won't see the sparkling image before the body disappears. It'll just envelop around them and pull them up, suck them up. So those are the things I see, and I see that area up there, and Bigfoot's are up there, plus many other areas in North America, and they're known to disappear on the blink of an eye. And these are things to consider, that there's extraterrestrials involved in this that have scientific abilities beyond that of our own. You know, so these are all things that we should consider if we're starting to, you know, try to find out about the missing people up there in Alaska and Canada, too. You know, and there was somebody who wrote a book called 411 Missing, you know, and he had a lot of stories about the people missing and how he went to investigate. And his stories could all be explained by just the knowledge I uncovered by actually witnessing this light coming out of the sky and then moving over to me real quickly in a matter of seconds, some 100 feet away. The intention was like, wasn't hard to comprehend what's going on here. They're looking to suck me up. But apparently, like I said, the rule probably is that if you see them, they're not going to take you. They want to take people who are just totally unaware. And what happens to these people, who knows? They could be just abducted with these missing people and never sent back. So they could be abducting them for slave labor on another planet, you know, just like the science fiction movies, or experimentation or whatever, you know. But we definitely need to be considering, if we want to investigate these situations of disappearing people, we need to consider the abilities of the negative extraterrestrial races and their ability to trick us, their ability to fool us, and they have more scientific knowledge than us, obviously, but they're misusing it. Yes, they are. But things are changing, and ascension is coming to the human race, and the good extraterrestrials are going to land on our world. This has been determined already. The battle for Earth has been won. There's still a bunch of the diehards out that are still pestering us, you know, still flying the chemtrail planes, still trying to poison the food supply, and of course the ridiculous commercials on TV. And still allowed to go on. Pfizer's back at it. They got two different vaccines. At least it's being aired in the New York area on mainstream TV. You know, we have about 53 stations out there. But on a couple of them, they're there every day trying to trick people. You need a vaccine for a pimple on your face. You need a vaccine for this. You need a vaccine because you're sneezing too much. You need a vaccine to go to school. Anything they can come up with. And they're perpetrating this stuff, you know, on the premise of more vaccines the better. They have people actually playing along with this course. People are actors getting paid. Yeah, I got the pneumonia vaccine ready, but I don't have the trickle-wickle vaccine for HPV, so I'm going to be doubling safety. I'm getting this other vaccine too, you know. And the con job that's going on, I mean, you think everyone would be smart now when it was already proved that COVID, then there was no such thing as COVID. It was basically contaminated influenza A or B. And science proved it to be that, but with all kinds of contaminants, and different batches had different contaminants in it. And so there's still people walking around, they think they've survived it, but many of them are carrying nanotechnologies that can be influenced to grow and recombine inside their body. You know, the morticians people, the funeral homes have found all these like giant rubber bands stuck inside people's veins when they do the autopsy and get them ready for the funeral. And that happened right after the vaccine, so they were injecting stuff that can grow inside your veins and arteries and basically clog you up to the point you die from a heart attack or whatever, loss of breath, loss of whatever. And there are some of these nanotechnologies, really very, very small stuff that can be injected into your veins, a vaccine or any other compound they can come up with. They can be awakened like dead zombies. They can be awakened with a signal, and that signal comes from the 5G broadcasting. You see how it's all connected? You know, and nobody is warning the general public about the 5G dangers. Some small groups in some local towns and some local governments have banded together to ban this stuff from their neighborhoods because it's unhealthy and it's tied in with the nanotechnologies to kill people from their insides if they were stupid enough to take the vaccine and they got the vaccines with the nanobots inside. You know, which just happens to remind me that science fiction movies have been warning us about this kind of stuff for the last 50 years, if not longer, last 60 years at least, probably. And they've been warning us about artificial intelligence. They've been warning us about mechanical nanobot creatures that can multiply together and combined to be very, make themselves very indestructible. They've been warning us about everything that you could possibly imagine. And the best movie to wake your eyes up is called They Live, 1988, starring the late Roddy Piper, professional wrestler and grand entertainer. He plays the lead role in that movie very well. And it's a very informative movie, and it's really hitting the nail on the head as to what's going on behind the scenes, a large part of it, and how some of these ETs have ways of making themselves look human. And of course, the speculation is a large portion of the U.S. Congress, they're not real people anymore. They've been replaced by replicants or clones or facsimiles or creatures that know how to project a signal to make themselves. They can project, I guess, a hologram around their real ugly self to look human and be accepted as that. And somebody ought to call for a blood test of all the members of Congress. Just call for it and see who balks at the idea. Chances are those people are aliens that know, you know, blood test would bring light to the fact that they're not human beings. In fact, they're doing reruns in the New York area now of this series called Stargate SG-1. And one of the episodes, where the U.S. government and the Russian government are always battling these negative ETs that want to take over our world. And there's one episode where they're trying to work together in the SG team to send over data to Russia to help them solve some mystery that they know is tied to extraterrestrials somehow. And the Russian government says, before we let you work on this project, we have to have a blood test so you can prove that you're human, because we run across these creatures that make themselves look human, and the only way we can really tell whether they're not is a blood test. Of course, there could be other ways too, like envision. But how many people are working on this? I would imagine we could make a frequency machine, and somebody who's not human, even though they look human, they're going to have a different frequency. So something like a microphone you could point to somebody and a device that gives you a frequency coming off that person ought to be able to tell us. Well, anybody out there who's an inventor of such products, I think you ought to go with what I just said. Invent the product, because we all want to find out who are the real people, who are the aliens pretending to be real people. And, it's just a precaution that needs to be taken at this particular time, because we're in the final stage of the final war between good and evil. I mean, the war has been won already. The light forces are bringing in the light. The light will dissipate the darkness, but it's not going to happen just in 1 second. We
I have to put my head
on. Need to consider that, you know, that we should be on the lookout for that. I mean, Lord, we love to find out who is the real Joe Biden. Oh, my God. I mean, there's so many stories floating around like that. The story that he was assassinated, rather executed, after falsely taking the presidency by the military that is in allegiance with the good extraterrestrials. And for treason that they executed him, and that the replacements we've seen since after day one of his inauguration 3.5 years ago, we've been seeing either clones or hired actors. One site said there's four hired actors playing Biden. Somebody else mentioned there's two different kinds of Joe Biden clones, and they went on to mention there's four different types of clones, and that one of them is the virile kind of takeover, which is some ugly-looking serpent, half-serpent-type creature, bat creature, who knows what it is. It's called the V-I-R-I-L. And it gives you a black eye because it shoots a dart into your eye, and that's a seed planted for a takeover of your mind, but it gives you a black eye, and then you might have heard the Black Eyed Club is out there, and all famous people are part of that Black Eyed Club. Yeah, politicians, the Pope, yeah, he's part of the Black Eyed Club, too. Members of the royal family in England there, yeah, and there's the list goes on and on and on. And you can find pictures of these people. I think Madonna's one of them too. How about that? And they have been taken over by the dark side. So we have quite a few creatures running about. Some have popularity. Some of them have power. And they're in the mixture out there. And it's part of a reality that we need to deal with, and we need to understand that these things are real. Just like it's real, a spirit entity that has no body, just pure consciousness, can take over a weakened human being. It's called possession, you know? Yeah, that's another reality. I've seen people that have been that I know were possessed. I've seen them. They are real, and they are really possessed. And you can talk to them, but you can't really get them to acknowledge that they are possessed because the control is that strong. And these are people that weren't members of the Black Eyed Club. Just by their actions, by their words, by their behavior, you know they are possessed. And that's another reality we need to understand. And then, of course, there's the artificial mind control, we could say, by the negative secret military groups, you know. We can say that also that's the CIA, the FBI, MKUltra, the British secret agencies, the Israeli secret agencies. They all have this technology where they can target somebody, you know. They look for weak targets, obviously, and then eventually they can send, using electronic equipment, they can send messages into your head where you will hear someone speaking to you. It's that sophisticated. You know, so they're able to duplicate what the demonic spirits can do, and so they do it with electronics. And this stuff has been around for a long time. You ought to look into something called the Ancient Arrow Site in New Mexico. I think you still can find it on the internet. At first, the information first appeared in a magazine called Nexus. I think that was appeared in the late 1990s somewhere. The guy was on a secret project in New Mexico at the Ancient Arrow Caves. that were only found in the early 70s, and he was working for the government. And they were looking, they had found these, accidentally found these caves, 23 caves cut out of solid rock, and they were hiring scientists to try to decode what was there. And this is the guy who broke the code. They had a disc, which was kind of the Rosetta Stone, to be able to interpret what was being communicated in the murals on the walls of these gigantic chambers cut out of solid rock. And eventually he started to feel that the people who put themselves there, called the wound makers, were from the future, trying to warn us about the realities that we weren't aware of. In fact, I have a couple of pictures I think I had two pictures from the cave that I put in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's out there. You'll get an education, and one night you'll become a smarter person. But two pictures in there, one in particular, that was one of my favorite of the 23 caves, that the pictures were available around the year 2000. I don't know if you still can download them or what. But I have two in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, the one where at the bottom left-hand corner of the picture, you see a face of a lizard looking out at what was going on. So that's obviously some representations of the lizard population that used to be on Earth. I hear they've all been removed. You can find out about that kind of stuff by going to the portal, as I refer to it. Others refer to it too. It's 2012portal.blogspot.com. And they have a world of information there. What's been going on the last 12 years, what's called the resistance movement, removing the reptilians and the Dracos from under the surface and removing them out of our skies. Meanwhile, there's still people posting stuff as if the galactic, these reptilians are still here when, in fact, they've been removed. Everybody had been removed of October last year. Hey, just to remind everybody, this is call-in radio show numbers 888-627-6008. So in connecting the dots more, this guy knew that his superiors, whom were looking for something called blank slate technology, which is the ability to go travel in time and go to another area of time and do something to change history. Very dangerous in the wrong hands. And they were a dangerous group. Now, he was working for one of these secret military organizations in connection with the New World Order and all that crap. This was in the late 1990s, and he knew by a few things he said that they were eyeing him up for the chair. I mean, already had that item at their disposal, where they felt that you were being sympathetic to anybody but them, people you were working for, that they would put you in that chair and they would erase your mind and turn you into a vegetable. And he didn't want to lose all this knowledge he had come in contact with. And, and now in private communication with apparently the human race in the future, who had come back and made these time capsules. So he skipped down before they could sit him down in the chair. Went out to Australia to hide, and then he did this public interview with Nexus Magazine under a fake name, and he spilled his guts on the whole thing. And he said you couldn't find this place now because they use superior holographic technology to hide the entrance to where the caves are, and you wouldn't be able to recognize it. And that's how they keep it under lock and key. Now, this group claimed to be called the Wingmakers, who were from the future, claiming to be the human race in the future. Now, here's another little mystery. You find these things out by interacting with people. There was a real famous scientist. It's the late Dr. Patrick Flanagan now. He invented crystal water concentrate, which is a product. I think you still can buy it. where you add the drops to the water and it makes a perfect water, but with the surface tension, which is beneficial to your health. Well, he had a marriage and he had a child, and I guess it was some problems with the marriage or something, but his child moved out and was living in another state. And of all things, the child referred to himself as Wingmaker. Now, what a coincidence is this? And this guy was also himself. He appeared on another radio station one time late at night, 15 years ago. I know he died a couple of years ago, but he was talking about how he truly felt he was the reincarnation of Tesla. And if you look at the documented figures, he was born about 2 years after Tesla died in New York City. Yeah. So it could be a possibility. And if you had ever indulged in reading the Pit Apocal Revelation, superior beings from higher realms revealing important information to humanity in relation to questions asked, they pointed out that a portion of yourself is kind of a co-creation of where God's taking the real God, the Heavenly Father, who gave us you your personality. You know, you didn't get a personality by chance. It was given to you when God decided to create a creature with the attributes that you, the individual, has. And that portion, when you align with that in perfect harmony as a being, even in human earth form, you become an identifiable intelligence that when you leave your earthly human form, it can be passed on to someone else. And as they go on to explain, when Jesus was on earth, he was given this second, sort of one little identity that doesn't rule over you, but is there for you to draw on. He was Jesus, the famous Jesus of Nazareth, was given the God presence that was part of Melchizedek, the famous Melchizedek that's mentioned in the Bible. All the knowledge that Melchizedek had was given over to Jesus, so he would have reference and a better understanding of the neighborhood he was in and the people he was dealing with. And there's a name for it, just I can't think of it now, that they call this special part of one person that can be given over to another. So no doubt that when this guy, Dr. Flanagan, is claiming to be the reincarnation of Tesla, that genius part of Tesla was given over to him at his birth. And he says, remember his child seeing all kinds of diagrams and stuff that he couldn't possibly know, but he had gained that knowledge because something had been given to him. And that's a part of reality that most people don't talk about. But I talk about it because I became aware of it and I had an understanding of what it's all about. And you got to do your own investigations of life. If you want to seek this knowledge out, it's out there, you know? There's tons of knowledge in bookstores that are just gathering dust, literally, because there's a lack of enthusiasm with the majority of the people. And then so much truth is being buried, trampled underfoot, as the expression goes, hidden, you know? Humans have already invented free energy machines. Of course, the higher evolved, the diesel habit, and they will be sharing that knowledge with us when they land right after the event, which is the quantum recrystallization of all matter, one will go from the caterpillar into the butterfly. The flesh and blood will disappear, and we'll have a crystalline, silicon crystalline diamond structure, which is far superior to than what we have now. And let's face it, we know flesh and blood has its limitations, and certainly lifespan. When you have the diamond crystalline body, you're in eternity. The body does not wear out, and you have the opportunity to change into what type of body you want. And, you know, and those of us that are older, we want to go back to in our 20s or 30s, we can do that with a new body once that moment in time arrives. And like I said, it's pretty well narrowed down to the beginning, the first half of 2025, and the last day possible is July 7th. So it has to happen before then. If it doesn't, I guess everyone about everything is lying. Certainly the ET groups that are claiming to be our friends and claiming to help us. They've claimed they won the war already with light. And it's just a matter of time before all the negative ETs are brought out into the light. It's, you know, it's not that far away. It's going to be happening in the next year. We can make it happen faster. And by the way, in about 12 hours, there's a peace meditation going on. Go to the portal, check it out, to connect with it and be part of it. Be there on time when it starts, because the importance of more people participating in a global meditation is it becomes a collective energy. You know, when people come together, even if it's just to sing a song and we all sing together, if you've ever been to a rock and roll concert and the band starts playing the song everybody knows and everybody just starts singing along with it. And I can think of many concerts I've been to that, you know, say a band like the Rolling Stones, and they start singing, you know, "Can't always get what you want." Everybody knows that song, and the whole crowd starts singing, and it's a really joyous moment, and there's a real powerful, good energy. I can remember, I think Bob Dylan was playing at a Grateful Dead concert, and he started singing, "Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door," and the whole crowd got in with it, and, you know, the energy was just fantastic. And if you want to know how great, I've got videos out there, my Beatlemania videos. We'll give you an example. They're out on YouTube, specifically the one called Beatlemania in America 2. It's the second one I did. The first one was Beatlemania in America. But the second one, Beatlemania in America 2, starts off with the crowd screaming at Shea Stadium, that drowning out any music or anything you ever heard, and it was just total power. You know, it was beyond belief. It was, everyone was ecstatic, and it was a communal experience of love. And just by listening it, In the first minute of this video, you'll get grasp the magnificence of people coming together. There were 5,000 people there that night, and they're all coming together in unison and just pouring out their hearts with love, crying, screaming. The girls were all crying and screaming, and they just, you know, it's worth experiencing. Hey, it's on YouTube. Check it out, Beatlemania in America 2. My whole slew of videos. It's Tom Edison 5621 YouTube. That's my channel. And these are important things in life for people to come together in groups. That's why people like going to church. You know, they start singing the hymns. You got the collective participation of the audience there creating
a collective aura of love, and only good things are happening. Participate in this. So participate in the peace meditation. It's only about 12 hours away. Find out about it. Go to the portal and find out. And click on the, do it through your computer. Click on the screen that's going to give you a live presentation. And then when it happens, you'll be part of it, and your collective energy following the instructions of walking you through it will help bring more light into our world. And the more light we bring into our world, the quicker the darkness will dissipate. It's really that simple. You know, hey, this is the show is Connect the Dots. Tell your friends to tune in next week and tell them, hey, it's a call-in radio show. Somebody has something phenomenal to say. In the meantime, you can start looking at the Alaskan Triangle. And you can look up that video, BL Made in America 2, by me, Tom Anderson, or just go to my YouTube channel, Tom Anderson 5621 YouTube. So we're coming to the end of the show, and put your best foot forward now and always. Smile at people. Be friendly. Project your love, and you'll get it passed back to you many times more. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to give you the countdown to get us out of here, and then you listeners and the audience, you can hear and lead guitar solo, Jason lead guitar solo at the end of my song. I do the party in time, Aria Lion, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the words, could be your anthem too. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.